Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
The following podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed during the show are solely those of the individual cast members and in no way reflect the views of our guests and sponsors. We have a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for our guests and in no way want them to be associated with our sick, demented, and inappropriate sense of humor. Consider yourselves warned and welcome to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. Fuckers.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I
in, and there you were, collapsed down on the floor. Yeah, your hair's remains were all around, from which you tore and tore. And in your hand, the razor, oh, the skin and blood in the blade. What was I to do? Oh, but run, man, run. Well, I was so afraid. Oh, baby, fuck you. Well, darling, fuck you. Well, heaven, fuck you. What else was I to do? But know that I'll always still love you. And I'll sit here, oh, darling, just to hold you. And I'll feel your final breath as your lips, they taste of death. And you left me, oh, in this mess. Oh, fuck you. Ah. Well, sometime in the morning, oh, you're naked, bald, and you're cold. Well, they threw you out in a garbage bag. Well, the trash man, he took your soul. Now your toilet is, oh, your tombstone. And your blood became a muse. Well, what's the point in fighting when we know we're bound to lose? Oh, baby, fuck you. Well, darling, fuck you. Well, heaven, fuck you. What else was I to do? Oh, but know that I'll always still love you. And I'll sit here, oh, darling, just to hold you. And I'll feel your final breath as your lips, they taste of death. Here in purgatory, like searching for Godot. Well, your toes are painted ruby red. Oh, the color of my bloody nose. And I'm crying out, which way do I turn? Is it back or up ahead? Well, damn this life I've wasted. With one kiss, I took her breath. Oh, baby, fuck you.
Alrighty, folks, this is live IBWIP episode number 62, entitled The Songwriter Series, Volume 1, featuring Tyler Gregory. I am the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and I have with me all the way over there in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, my man, Amish BJ.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, you're live, man.
We're doing it live.
That's the only way to do it.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
And we also have the lovely, the talented, the cherry-free girl, Cold Beer Coley. How are you this evening, darling?
I'm good, my dear. Better now.
How better is better?
Well, it would be a lot more. Good, I can't even...
We're doing live!
Jesus. I already fucked up, and it's just the beginning.
That's all right, because this is live. This is supposed to be screwed up. This is the first time after 5 years of IBWIP, this is the first time we've ever tried to do this live. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a white-hot mess, like I said. I am the pessimist this time. Coley was all pessimistic the last time, but... I'm going to be the one this time.
Rocking. And we'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the chat and experiencing this clusterfuck as well.
We started you off with Possessed by Paul James and a Storm.
Have no idea what the hell that came from. So it wasn't playing, but you guys said it sounded cool, so we'll take it.
Yeah, I thought it sounded kind of cool. I mean, live IBWIP on Silent Storm Radio. Sweet. And...
I planned it all out.
Yes. And just so everybody knows, I've tried to type in the chat about 3 times while we were talking, and it just doesn't work. So I'm not going to be in the chat while we speak.
I have spoken. And the song by Possessed by Paul James was Color of My Bloody Nose. And I think it's kind of ironic because the Kings are playing right now, and one of them got slammed up against the board, bloody nose. Next thing you know, they've scored 3 goals.
Now it's 4-0.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
So let me talk a little bit about kind of some of the changes to IBWIP. You know, we had our 5-year anniversary, which was episode 61. You can check that out. The featured guest was the Hank 3. And so definitely check that out. It was a first live show. We were all in the same room, but we recorded it. But now what we're trying to shorten up the show, which is probably not going to happen. And we're going to probably try to release 2 episodes a month. And so what I'm doing now for like the first 3 or 4 episodes, next 3 or 4 episodes, is going to be the songwriter series. And we're going to focus on music. And our featured artists are all going to be songwriters, which we think are outstanding. And so Tyler Gregory is going to be the first one tonight. So we're doing it live. We're testing it out. We're doing the songwriter series. And we're doing 2 shows a month.
That is awesome.
Yeah, we're just flush with ideas here lately, Blake. We could make ourselves really, really busy, even more than we already are.
Molly's like, "Do I ever see you again?" I'm like, "No."
Fucking thing sucks.
That's what she said.
She says, "This fucking show sucks."
She said,
"Fuck it."
And she went upstairs.
Fuck it.
So one more thing that we also have available to us now is a dial-in number. So when we do these shows live, people can call in live. And so Coley's going to go through all the contact information and as well give that number.
Yes, I am. You beat me to it.
Nice and loud, baby.
All right. You can contact Blake at IBWIP.com. AmishBJ at IBWIP.com, and me, ColdBeer at IBWIP.com. The new dial-in number that Blake was talking about is actually one that... Oh, wait, no, you have spelled out here, and the numbers. Look at you. Okay, you can actually call BJ, in...
BJ's all hot in the mic. He's like, oh, this is so exciting. He's just breathing into it intensely. He's turning me on, really.
Am I breathing heavy into the mic? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was kind of excited by it.
Well, I gave him some of the saucy meatballs tonight.
Yeah, it's indigestion.
Okay, anyway, the dial-in number that he was talking about, you can actually call while we're doing the show or when Blake is doing his Sunday night roundup. And that number is 203-IBWIP-11, which in number form is 203-429-4711. And say?
This isn't red at all, folks.
Nope, it's not red at all. Not at all. I need to get glasses.
She does. She's blind as a bat.
There's no words there.
There's no words. It's all blurry. You'll be able to call directly into the show or leave voicemails like I already went over. Okay. You can also go to IBWIP.com and find our hyperlinks to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter,
and
our RSS feed.
Yeah, that's what it is.
For all you techie nerds out there, I don't know what it really is for, but there's a button for it.
But on that RSS feed, there is some of our...
Nope. Time out.
Nope.
On our YouTube page.
Okay.
Fuck it, we'll do it live!
We're doing it live!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
So anyways, on our YouTube page, we have some videos posted of Christy Fest, including Murphy's sex tape.
It was awesome. Murph, I miss him, man.
Yes, Murph misses himself right now. We picked up a stray yesterday, and Murphy exerted himself a little too much with a 4-year-old dog.
I told you yesterday on Facebook, I was like, man, you better keep that dog in check, because...
Oh, he's paying for it tonight. And by the way, that picture was so adorable. I loved it.
Thank you. I'm on Instagram now. I sold out.
I don't even know what Instagram is.
So, okay. So we're trying to go back and focus a little bit on, you know, the songwriters and what makes this type of genre that we so much are obsessed with. Oh, great. Now my phone's going off. Molly, come down here and fix my phone. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of, like, you know, because there is kick-ass music. There's kick-ass music, you know, the beats and, you know, all that stuff. The music part of it. Beats. Listen to me.
Beats.
We got some...
I can't even do the fake beats.
But I kind of wanted to take a few minutes in this first segment and kind of talk about, you know, what the music about the music, and, you know, why is it such a big part of our lives? Because, you know, between the three of us, we spend half of our week listening or dealing with music, and there's got to be a reason why, not just because it's good to listen to.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh snap! That's a hard question, Nicole. You field that one first.
Oh, you're gonna pass it to me.
Yes, I pass.
Okay. Long story short, this is how I feel my music. It's a part of my life, and every song that I hear always takes me back to a place, a time, or, you know, when I hear a new song, it's a new moment that I can look back on and be like, oh, I remember when I was doing this. And that's really all it is to me. And it's like, it brought this family together, and, you know, I just live to listen to more music. I just want more. It's an addiction. It's an addiction.
If you had to pick one song, like if you had to pick one song to play that encompasses you, can you pick one?
Not off the top of my head.
No, you probably couldn't pick one anyway. I mean, it's impossible.
It is. I can't. There isn't just one song that I can say, oh, I can live with this and play it on repeat every day. I just couldn't do it.
All right. I'm about to admit something that I don't admit often. But today I was listening to Pandora at work, and William Elliott Whitmore's Porch Light came on. And every damn time that song comes on, I got to, like, go to the bathroom at work, like, and, like, kind of clean my eyes out because I get all teary-eyed. And I don't know where I was going with this story. It just totally flipped out of my head. But there's something about a song that will do that to you every damn time you hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I forgot totally where I was going with that.
It's a good example of, you know, corporate radio, corporate Nashville, the stuff you hear on the radio, it's not going to move you 95% of the time because we don't go to beaches and sip on margaritas. We're not 13 years old.
We don't put a foot up to Taliban's ass.
Right, and we have red Solo cups, but we don't use them in the context that are used. This is the longest ringtone I've ever had in my life. It's still going. Anyway. But, like, you know, for me, not only is the music important to me, but it's the family that I have developed because of the music. You know, you can go to a Kenny Chesney concert, and there's going to be 50,000 people there. But I went to Christy Fest, and there was 125 people there, and they meant more to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Total.
BJ, yes. If you could pick one song, what would be your song?
Like Nicole said, I don't know if there is one song. I mean, you hear little snippets of one thing that goes, yeah, that fits. But then there's snippets of another one. I don't know. It all depends on my mood.
Yeah.
But one song that I really, really like, and it kind of reminds me of my boys, you know, and family and what life's all about, is Willie T. Taylor's Life is Beautiful. I think that's the one song in the past, you know, maybe year or so that just kind of grips you to the core, and that's what life is all about. You know what I mean?
Right on. And, you know, there should be a plethora. Ooh, nice. A plethora of songs that have meaning to you. And, you know, that's how I got into Hank Sr. is I was listening to songs and I'm like, I've experienced that. And then the next song, I was like, oh, I've experienced that too. And that's what it is. It's like Coley said, there's a time in your life where you can remember where you were, or you can remember something in your life because of a song.
Exactly.
And that's what we're focusing on this week. On the
good answer. Yes. Good answer, guys. Good answers.
Woo!
Survey says.
Di-di-di-di-di-di. Oh, I don't have any sound effect for that.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. So we can stay on for a couple minutes if anybody wants to call in. There is a little bit of a delay. So what are you guys thinking when I first came to you guys about doing it live? What were you thinking?
Crazy motherfucker.
I'm saying as soon as you said, let's do it live, I was waiting for a sound effect.
Oh, there. Sorry. Hold on. I'll get that for you.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!
I didn't really yell at you, though.
Yeah, but I thought, well, what the hell? We did it in my house.
And I loved it.
We taped a show in the house around a bunch of people. I had a blast. Why not try it? You know, over Skype, but on, you know, live feed, see how it goes, see how people enjoy it. I don't think it's going to have the same feeling as, you know, everybody in the living room, you know, laughing. My sides hurt for the next day after that. But I figured, fuck it. Let's try it. Let's do it live.
Doing it live. All right. Well, we have went through the first segment, which was kind of, you know, a soft segment. It wasn't your normal IBWIP segment. It was kind of soft. We're kind of getting going. But we don't have the opportunity to get to the fourth segment and bring it hard. We only have
10 cherries.
We don't have any cherries. We got to bring it hard on segment two. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and play some music.
Woo woo!
Sounds good.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and listen to our featured artist this week, this 2 weeks, by month, Mr. Tyler Gregory, with Kansas Girl, followed by the interview.
And what I want folks to do is, I want folks to listen to the words. Like, I want you to close your eyes, and Tawny and Molly, you guys can't be touching yourselves. Just close your eyes. And think about what the guy is saying, and see if where you go. Does that make sense?
It does, Blake.
But if you want to touch yourself, it's cool. It's whatever.
Yeah. You were kind of letting me down there.
All right, folks, you're listening to it, Burnson IP at IBWIP.com, but you're listening to the live feed on SilentStormRadio.com. We'll be back, folks. Enjoy. Hope there's no storm.
Time fires brought the cons of fields dry, burning through the hills under the midwestern sky. I pulled this suitcase, put a banjo in my head, leaving this town for the western land. Living dry is the desert under the moonlight's glare, cool as the breeze of that Pacific pine air, and high as a mountain in the California sun, leaving sounds behind for another one. And I go back to the music and fall into a song, weaving our hairs through the strings of this guitar. Under the mountain's trail, I rose every morning to that bluebird's hymn, where the horses roam with the wind beneath their manes, and fields where that fresh barley sways. A symphony and the coyotes call,
It echoes through the canyons where the deep river flows. Like the lightning trail from her neck down her back. The steady trail my fingers track. Kansas girl in mind. I say still I'll have the Kansas girl in mind.
All right. All right, folks, welcome back to this special edition of IBWIP. It's the first volume of our songwriter series, and we have with us Tyler Gregory from Kansas. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And, you know, one of the reasons, you know, we met about a year and a half ago, I think. You opened up for the Calamity Cubes in, around town, and it was very amazing to me, your songwriting. And I've always wanted to do a set of shows, especially for the songwriters. So with some of the current events that's happened and everything, it seemed like the perfect time to get you on the show. So I do apologize for that it's taken so long.
Oh, no worries. It was great to meet a year and a half ago, and I've heard a lot of good about you, and I'm excited to be on here.
Awesome. So, like I said earlier, you're from Kansas, and my first question is, you know, there's a lot of great music coming out of Kansas. You know, you have Split Up Rayfield, the Calamity Cubes, and yourself, just to name a few. What do you see? How do you see Kansas's music scene, and especially in the Wichita and Lawrence area?
I feel personally that there's a lot of bluegrass happening lately. I don't know if it's blossoming out right now, but I know within the people around here, it's definitely a pastime to do. There's a lot of great pickers around town and Lawrence, and I'm seeing a lot of bluegrass thriving right now with the shows around here.
Awesome. So give us a little bit of background about your childhood and what kind of steered you in the direction of music.
Yeah, I grew up in Wamego, which is a small town. It's about two hours west of here in Lawrence. Started playing there in high school, and eventually ventured out over here to Lawrence to focus more on music, because it's a great local music scene, a lot of good musicians here, good venues. And it's kind of a good place to, you know, plant your seed and get a good start. About 8 or 9 years trying to do the music thing. The last 4 years, as of this month, actually, the last 4 years I've been doing it professionally. So it's been my only job, and it's been getting busier and busier. And this year has been the greatest. Just trying to play a lot. And I think I've got about 23 shows this month. Trying to make my summer and winter like that as well.
Awesome. Well, it's good to see you're keeping busy with it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's definitely a great life.
So, you know, after, you know, you sent me your album, and I went through your album, and it's exactly kind of what I expected. You know, the songs are very rich with, you know, detailed and very, you know, they paint a really good picture. And so what I like to ask a lot of people is kind of what is your songwriting process? I mean, does the music come first or the lyrics, and how do you develop a song?
Well, I definitely am happy you said that, you know, it kind of paints a picture. That's pretty much what I'm striving for. I believe I get a lot of my my inspiration from other people and traveling, definitely. I think that's the biggest thing that's inspired me so far is just being on the road. Because you're seeing, whether it's through people, you're seeing everything new, even if you've been to that town before, and just gives me a lot of inspiration and kind of gives me a reason to paint a picture that maybe some people haven't seen. So when they hear a song, whether it's about a certain area or, you know, a city, if they haven't been there, kind of gives them an idea, I suppose, of what's going on. A lot of my good musician inspirations also kind of do the same thing. I think that's my favorite way of songwriting, is putting you in a place that you're not in currently when you're listening to the song, you know.
Sure. And for you, kind of what makes a good song a great song? I mean, now, I everybody has their own kind of taste in music and what kind of music they like and different kind of writing styles. But, you know, for you, when you're sitting down writing a song, you know, what's the difference between, this is a good song, and, wow, I think I got something really meaningful here?
Yeah, definitely. I know exactly what you mean. I don't know. I suppose the difference would be honesty. I mean, honesty comes first. It's hard for me to make up a song or make up lyrics that I haven't already lived through. So I think when I can connect with the song, whether it's catchy or not, I think that truly clicks with me, and I can then present it to other people. So it's more of a being honest to myself and agreeing with the song myself. If I feel that each time I play that song live, kind of like Kansas Girl, it brings me back to that one particular time where I was writing it for that song. I was in Northern California and felt a certain way on that tour and kind of wrote that song. So every time I played, my eyes are closed, and it's also a picture in my own mind.
Sure. So, you know, you said you've got a lot of tour, you've got a lot of dates that you're playing at venues, but, you know, you also, you know, perform on the street at times, you know, in town. You know, what is the overall kind of reaction that you get from people that are passing by?
Yeah, it's always positive. I've been doing that since I was about 16, and just started as a weekend thing. I'd go to Manhattan, has a big bar strip, and I'd go down there till about 3 a.m. and play when I was younger. And, you know, sometimes it was good, sometimes it was bad. Not money wise, but, you know, interaction wise. I gotta say, it's always a positive thing that kind of keeps me doing it. It's nice. It's a rotating crowd. It's a way to practice songs. It's a way to bring the downtown spirit alive a little bit more. It's also great when I'm traveling. If I have a day off, or even in town, if I have a day off, it gives me another chance to play. And that's pretty much what I want to be doing anyway. So,
sure.
Just another chance to play and a good response. Like New York City, I was very surprised. I went and set up. I remember the exact first time that I set up there, and so nervous in the subways, and turned out to be one of the better spots I've ever busked. And, you know, there's a lot of kind people there who come up to me and strike a conversation.
Awesome.
So it's always pretty positive.
You know, and that kind of leads me into kind of the next question. You know, you were recently videotaped playing on the streets, and you had a really powerful encounter with an 8-year-old boy who was autistic and blind. And can you just kind of tell us a little bit about the experience through your eyes? I mean, at the time, did you kind of understand what was going on, and what kind of response have you gotten since that videos went out?
Well, the video itself blew me away. Just as far as it being spread around so much, that kind of made me realize how powerful the internet was. But, I was just busking. It was a regular day busking. And, you know, there's kids that come up to me all the time, and, you know, I hand them my tambourine, and they'll dance around, and sometimes try to put dollar bills in the sound hole or throw coins. I mean, it's always fun. So it's nice when kids come around. But this particular time, the two parents and brought their child up, and he was blind and autistic, and I didn't know it at the time. I had my eyes closed, just kind of just playing the song. And he ended up walking closer to me, and just kind of, I was overcome with this powerful energy from him, and that's not one thing that I usually dwell into, you know, the energy and stuff. It was just powerful. It was unexplainable, and he came close to me and was listening to the music, and eventually put his hands on the guitar and came really close to me, and we just had this connection for a short period of time that it was just really, really powerful. So after that day of busking, I actually stopped busking right after that happened because it kind of cheered me up almost.
Sure.
But I just figured it was one thing I could go home and tell my close friends. And that's what I did. I told them about it and told them that it was a really powerful day. You know, kind of another reason why I love busking. You never know what happens on the street. And somebody happened to get it on videotape, and the video went around, and the response was, for the last 2 weeks, it was crazy. It was something I never would imagine happening.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. You said it a number of times, you know, about how powerful experience is, and it's just, it's a very good example about, in my opinion, it's a very good example about how music can affect everyone in a different way. And here's, you know, a child who has a lot of barriers and who doesn't get to experience a lot of things, but yet, you know, just a song or somebody playing or somebody's voice and just, you know, it just goes to show you that music is more than just, oh, you know, put me in a happy mood, put me in a sad mood. I mean, it has a lot of really deep meaning and a lot of energy, and a lot of things can happen just by a song playing.
Definitely, yeah. It was definitely a moment shared. I mean, playing live, that's one thing you want to get across. It's kind of like the time kind of stands still between you and the audience, and they're there to connect with you in that way. But this was definitely a connection that I've never felt, and it was, you know, time just stopped. It was something else.
So, you know, a question I wanted to ask is, and this is kind of more personal maybe than, you know, music related, but, you know, when you look back on your life and, you know, you have the ability to write about experiences that you've had personally or that you've seen that can be therapeutic at times, I'm sure. But is there kind of one point in your life or one thing in your life that you look back now and wish that you could change that maybe you haven't been able to, you know, overcome or get through by writing or singing?
Like a boundary?
Sure.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe in the past, it was always, you know, I kind of want to do this full time, but I feel like I kind of overcome that, and you know, it is what I'm doing full time. So now it's just kind of riding the wave, and I'm sure a lot of musicians out there can kind of agree with it if they're doing it all the time. You just got to keep putting yourself out there and expose yourself, and kind of it's definitely an occupation where you can never say no. You don't want to. You know, there's always chances out there just to play. So I don't know. I mean, I've definitely had a little here and there, little problems, but it's nothing that can't be written into a song, you know.
Right. Do you find that a lot of people come up to you, or have you had experiences where people have come up to you and said, hey, this specific song or these specific lyrics, you know, reminded me of this or helped me get through this?
Definitely. And I have a lot of new songs that are a little bit more personal. You know, kind of my last album was more of storytelling and writing about different cities and different experiences. But my newest songs are kind of dig a little bit deeper than that. You know, singing songs about some hardships and drinking and things along those lines. So I've definitely had, after playing those songs, a lot of people come up to me and just kind of sticks in their head, and it'll strike up a conversation. And I get a lot of people that come up to me and say that. It's very nice. I mean, that's the reason. It's the reason ultimately why I'm writing the song, is to kind of share that moment.
So, what do you kind of have planned for the summer? What's going on with you, or how far in advance have you got everything planned?
Yeah, this year has been something else. Last year I traveled around quite a bit. Hopped in the van with a few bands, went on the road with Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy, and did here and there gigs, and traveled out west a lot. Earlier this year, I did that too, but I eventually got back home here in Lawrence, and everything kind of got booked for me. So it's a busy summer, and it's a busy spring, and hopefully I'm trying to keep my October and November dates open so I can hop in the vehicle and go on the road for a couple months.
Awesome. So where can folks go to get the album before the Black Powder strikes and kind of keep up with what you got going on?
Everything is on my website. It's TylerGregoryMusic.com, and that's where you can buy a digital copy of my album. And it's digital because at my shows I have albums available, but they're all handmade. So if you want a physical copy of the album, it'll be at the shows. But if you want a digital copy, it's on my website, and all my tour dates and my journal and whatnot are all on there.
It's very awesome stuff. Tyler, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I really appreciate you sending me the album. And, you know, I know for me watching that video, it made me want to kind of come back to the basics, you know, on the show of what music's all about and what it can do. You know, we kind of stray sometimes and we play a lot of tunes, you know, just because we like them a lot. But, you know, when you hear songs like your songs, you know, that have meaning and that when you listen to them, you know, even can strike, you know, such a young kid who has so many barriers. I wanted to have you on and wanted you to kind of kick off our songwriter series, because that's just, it's what it's all about. And sometimes I think we kind of drift away from it here on the show. We kind of drift away from what the music is really about, but you are a prime example of what it's all about, and we appreciate you doing what you do, man.
I appreciate that a lot, Rick. It's very nice to be on the show, and always enjoyable listening to it and hearing the other musicians talk about it. Yeah, it's nice to go back to the roots, and I mean that is what music's all about. And I think a lot of the folks back in the 20s and 30s sang about the true hardships, and it was very, I feel like the bluegrass and roots genre was based off of that simplicity and just the true meaning of it all.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, take care of yourself. We will put a link up to the website, and we'll also put a link up to the video just so if people missed it, they can see. And definitely check out this album. It's a good time. It's Before the Black Powder Strikes. And Tyler Gregory, thank you again, buddy.
Thanks, Blake. Appreciate it.
We're living for the living. and how we sang long a wayward song. Mornings with the weathered tone and the clouds-tailed portraits on waves of the hills spoke of losses and the meanings of truth.
Folks, that was Tyler Gregory with Mornings with a Weathered Tune. We are back here on episode 62 of A Burns and IP entitled The Songwriters, Volume 1. And I have with me, as always, Amish BJ and Cold Beer Coley.
Howdy, howdy.
Rowdy, rowdy, bowdy, bowdy. And what's special about this episode is simply this.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
That's what we're doing. We're doing it live here on SilentStormRadio.com. And this show will be available this Friday, June 15th, at IBWIP.com.
So you can listen to it over and over again.
You're right. Yep. We haven't broken anything yet.
No.
We're getting close. No.
We're doing it live.
I can't believe your computer's holding up to the strain, Blake.
It's just like me in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean, yeah.
Well, it's time for everybody's favorite. Oh my God! Time for everybody's favorite segment, and Cold Beer Coley is going to read us fan feedback. So, if you have an extra hour and a half, stay tuned. Loud and proud.
Really? Do I? No, I'm just kidding. 3-2-1 contact.
This is going to be magnificent.
It will be.
I haven't had cherries yet, so it's going to be great. All right. Congratulations on your 5-year anniversary show. I am looking forward to seeing pictures or videos of you snorting coke out of hookers' ass cracks. I'm not at all looking forward to the savage bestiality, so please save that for near the end of the show. I think I've been listening since 2008 or 2009. The Devil's Ruin Records special.
Oh my God.
That was a long time
ago. It is. That's old school.
It is.
Sorry.
Nope. It's good. It takes a lot of effort to do the show, and 5 years is a long time in podcasting / broadcasting. So well done for sticking with it. And that was from our good buddy, Paul. He also has a P.S.
Ooh.
Reply with a naked picture of Norma Jean. I'm pretty sure you have one.
No, I don't. Thank you, Paul.
Why don't you, Blake?
Why don't I have a naked picture of Norma Jean?
Yes.
Because Malls wouldn't allow it in the house, probably.
Don't. Now I'm getting a weird feedback.
Of course, because I jinxed it.
Yes.
Damn it.
It's because I had to turn it up.
Oh. Call. We have a caller. Hello, you're listening to IBWIP. Who's this?
Hello.
Hicks.
Am I live?
You are live like a suicide.
Ooh, man, can you please turn on the camera and bring back the crotch cam on Beej? Because his voice is so sexy that, I mean, I just really want to see the crotch cam on Beej.
Well,
I wish I could.
We have to take donations because we have to get one of those widescreen HD.
No shit, right? Damn. Damn it. All right. Well, you said call and interrupt, so I'm interrupting.
Well, we appreciate it. And, Rev, you're the man,
yes.
Brother. I appreciate you very much and what you do. And you were doing this long before anybody else was.
It's not you, you son of a bitch. It's all your fault. We all do this because of you.
No.
It's all your fault,
stroke.
Man.
Huh? I like to stroke Nick.
Hmm? No, I was talking about your ego.
I know. I was stroking
you. I like to be stroked. If you guys could see me right now, I am mating my new gator. I am, like, totally naked in an embrace of my inflatable blow-up doll.
I want a picture.
I'm literally riding it right now.
Can you take a picture of it and send it to us? We can use it for on the
episode. I really can't. I've been trying to get some angles, and I really can't get the right angle. It just looks like I'm, like, you know, not what I'm really doing. You know, it doesn't. You can't see no action shots. It just looks like I'm sitting on it.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Yeah. And are you enjoying the live IBWIP?
No, not at all.
Good. All right. Another satisfied.
Yes, all right. You guys are awesome, man. I love you guys. Thanks
love
a lot
too,
for
man.
Having me on.
Love you, next.
Another satisfied customer.
Yes.
Oh, my.
We aim to please.
We will make you hate everything about us. Hey,
can anybody else hear my echo?
A little bit, but we'll struggle through it.
All right. Sorry.
That's okay. Hey, have you guys ever scratched your butt and got like a little bit of poop underneath your fingernail?
Yes.
I hate that. Well, because it doesn't just come right out. You can't just like
you got to scrub.
Well, because you take your other fingernail and you scrape it, and it's underneath the other fingernail.
I take it this just happened.
Speaking of poop fingernails, let's go into our next fan feedback. Why don't we?
Oh, I have a little trouble here. A little trouble. Yeah. But that's okay. We are having a little trouble. It's
true. There's no words there.
There's no words, but there's a little echo. But that's okay. Let's continue.
I think it's because I have speakers turned up.
Turn them down.
Well, then Cole can hear.
Doing a lot, folks.
All right. Let's see if we can do some more, and if not, we'll do some kind of reset.
Alrighty. Finally got a chance to listen to episode
61. Why don't we hang up Skype and then start it again?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm hanging up on you. All right, folks. This is what happens when you do a live show. Yeah, you sometimes have a couple of shits and a couple of giggles, and we're having a couple of shits and giggles right now. We're going to go ahead and re-Skype. You know, having co-hosts that live 700 miles away is sometimes difficult, but we shall be free. I say we shall be free. So let's try it again and see what happens here.
We're doing it live.
That's good.
Better.
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 Can you hear Coley fine?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
So where were we?
All right. Let's try this one more time.
Awkward segue. We need a narrator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's our narrator?
All right. Go ahead. We won't interrupt you this time.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, finally got a chance to listen to episode 60 and 61 these past 2 days. Great stuff. I like all the clips that you worked in from the old episodes. The best clip was when BJ and Coley got the phone call and said... And Beej said, I co-hosting, and I swear it says co-hosting, IBWIP. That was me calling him. And that was from my awesome brother-in-law, Fishfinder.
Wasn't that the first time you co-hosted?
Yeah, and I told the dick when I was going to do it, and he still decided to call anyway.
Well, what was the first episode I was on, wasn't it?
No. Geez, you're more conceited than the guy that said, I called when the first episode. No, I'm just kidding.
Lord.
So, Blake, never again will I pick on your ego.
That's all right. I usually deserve it.
There it goes again. Oh, well. Screw it. Let's muddle through.
Doing it live. Okay, listen to the show yesterday. Another great one in the books. I just want to know how Coley was feeling the next morning. That was from Shannon. I replied to him that I actually really... Awesome. I was magnificent. I took the Blake and Miles and Rosie up to the train station. Everything was perfectly fine.
You did good.
You did good, pig.
You did good, pig. We're not going to take you to the slaughterhouse this month.
All right, folks. Thank you very much, Cole. You did very well.
Thank you.
Yay, Coley. And we barely interrupted.
Well, it's because all the technical difficulties. We didn't have the opportunity to interrupt her.
Right.
It wasn't that much this week.
Yeah, you'd think after that awesome 5-year episode, there would be more fan feedback.
You'd think, but nobody listens to us, so it doesn't happen.
Well, the fans were just trying to be nice to me because they knew I had it rough the last time.
I'm surprised our fan feedback wasn't people burning down our houses because...
Yeah.
Of our Hang 3 stance.
Cock stroll.
Our cock strong stance.
It is now time to discuss. Oh, my bad.
We're doing it live.
Hello?
Hello? It's you, dude.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
We'll do it live.
Okay. All right.
We'll do it live!
All right, folks, this time now for Stupid People Doing Stupid Things.
Yay!
A podcaster in Pekin, Illinois decided it would be a good idea to do a live podcast.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right, so there's been many, many stupid things that have been happening lately, but I thought I would take something out of the book that is very IBWIP-ish. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The title is Man, Florida Man. Oh, I think this is about Nick's.
Sorry, Nick's.
Florida Man arrested for polishing junk on the public beach near a female.
Ooh.
Now, you're saying, was it American Pickers? No, it wasn't. In Sanibel, Florida, cops arrested a man after he was caught pleasuring himself on a public beach near a 15-year-old girl. And, oh, what a beautiful picture.
Jeez.
The teen told cops that she noticed the man choking his chicken while walking on the beachfront, but said that she was unsure of what she saw, so she walked past him again. The girl said this time around, confirmed her suspicion. The man was, in fact, still masturbating, and this time she saw his actual junky junk.
Well, my thing is, who's the pervert here? The guy that's masturbating or the girl that walks by like 20 what? Times to make sure he's masturbating?
Exactly. The girl said that she didn't know for sure if the dude was directing the action toward her, which is probably why she walked past him a second time. The girl then went on and told her father.
Oh, gosh.
Shall I continue?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to hear more. I'm enthralled.
The cops interviewed the man and identified him as Jonathan G. Muller of Camelot, Florida. Oh, so it wasn't.
He's from Camelot, Florida?
Camelot. Clement. I didn't.
Nick, we need a clerical. Actually, he has to type it too, so never mind.
It's Clermont. Claremont. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I said. Okay. Police said that they had no. Police said that they had no evidence that the 50-year-old man had been masturbating, so he was not arrested. But then police returned and re-interviewed the girl, and at that time, arrested Mueller and charged him with lewd and lascivious behavior. Lascivious. How much do you think his bond was set for?
How much?
I'm asking you, how much do you think it was set for?
$50,000.
That's a big dick for $50,000.
$10,000 per inch.
Well, it was only $2,500, so.
Oh, poor guy.
So we will put up a link to this, and they show a picture of the young man, the 50-year-old man, and they show a picture of a girl, but I don't think it's really her.
So, wonder what the cops asked her that they finally had enough to arrest the dude.
Right? Maybe they said describe the junk.
I think she probably took a picture of it with her camera phone.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
That'd be the way to go.
Yeah, I think it's all her fault.
Yeah, it's the 15-year-old girl's fault. She's the stupid person doing stupid things. She should not have told her father. She should have just let the guy be.
Well, hey, at least he was masturbating and not high on bath salts.
Right, and eating people.
Right.
Or there's
didn't find any flesh in that dude's belly, so he wasn't really eating. He was just chewing.
Just chewing on some cud.
Just tearing apart.
Or there's that other girl that was in Arizona who was high on smoking weed, and she had her 5-month-old baby on the car seat, like the carrier on top of the car, and then drove off.
Yes, and she was just convicted today.
Of
neglect or whatever. I forget what it was. She has 5 years in prison.
Good. But you know what? This is a perfect opportunity for the company that makes that car seat to like use that. They're like, oh, our car seats are so good, you could drive away and a 5-month-old baby will be okay.
You can get stoned out of your gourd.
The baby was unharmed. It was in perfectly fine condition. It must have landed, you know, the correct way.
The parachute must have came out.
Yeah.
See, that's why I prefer just to get drunk and shake babies. I mean,
our kids survived. We're okay.
Yeah. There is no damage.
So that's stupid people doing stupid things. So we're on silentstormradio.com tonight.
Yes, we are.
And I'd like to thank you in advance for letting me use your stuff.
Dude, you helped me set this up, so it's our stuff. It's all of our stuff. So anybody that listens and participates, it's all our stuff. Even though I'm not a communist, I still believe in it. It's all our stuff.
The Amish communist.
Yeah. No, don't ever call me a communist. I'll stab you in the face with a pencil. But anyway.
I digress.
Yes, we are here at SilentStormRadio.com, and here is the schedule for SilentStormRadio.com. And I'm sure everybody that listens gets real frickin' tired of every show we got to do this. But guess what? Facebook doesn't work, so we're doing it here. Well, we're doing it live.
It keeps changing. So I mean, it keeps changing. So we're updating.
Right.
Sure. There's no words there. Fuck it.
Sorry.
Fuck it. All right. On Tuesday nights, we have Trailer Park Romance at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and the Mojo Medicine Show at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're time zone illiterate, that would be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Western Time.
Why do you have to show off? Why can't you just read it how it's written?
I'm okay.
We're not reading.
I will read it how it's written.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
All right. Wednesday nights, we have Tim Pop's Rabble Rouser Country at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Pro Cal Tippin Unlimited at 9 p.m. Or I think it's pretty much like after Tim goes off air. And Thursday we have Hobo Hiatus at 8 p.m.
The King of Punk.
Standard time.
Central Standard Time. Yes, very good punk show. Actually, he sent me the episode from last week because he was taking care of some business. And I still have it on my computer, and I am going to listen to it frequently. That's how good that damn show is. Awesome. Friday, all damn day long, hosted by Mel from Illinois. And that's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Did you see how I have it typed as Ali damn day long?
Yeah. She plays a lot of Muhammad Ali's greatest hits. He really knows how to shake his thing. Oh.
Buzzing.
Oh, I'm going to hell for that one.
Benich.
Hey, you know the best fight would be, you know, because they're having all this controversy about professional boxing right now. The best fight would be Muhammad Ali versus Michael J. Fox.
Wow. It's horrible. You're going to hell right beside me, Blake.
Right on.
Congratulations. You know, we're going to end up with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and all other forms of shitting yourself diseases. And we're going to be sitting at the old folks' home together going, man, why did we make all those jokes?
Do you remember what we used to podcast?
And then I'll stroke out and start talking like Dick Clark.
Anything.
Happy New Year. But anyway, that's my show, The Happy Hour, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then Sunday, we have Blake Clayton's Sunday Night Roundup at 8 p.m. And actually, before that, this coming week is going to be a new show. It is yet unnamed.
It is named.
I don't like that name.
Well, I don't care. It's not your show.
But it is hosted by the one, the only, the gorgeous Coley Coldbeer. And that's about it.
Oh. All right. See how good that was?
You know what the name of the show is?
Oh, okay. Why don't you tell us the name of the show? Is BJ about ready to hit you with a bladed spatula?
No, I am not a violent person.
Not unless you talk bad about Hall & Oates.
Exactly.
Or have a pair of sock and boppers in the house.
Yes, sock and boppers are fun.
Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Oh, who cares? It's going to be called Honky Tonk Swing. And it's going to feature, old stuff with Johnny Cash, Hank Sr. Then I'm going to throw in a little bit of Rockabilly. And I'm also going to go ahead and throw in some old swing music, like from Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong, maybe a little Frank Sinatra. It's going to be a total mix-up, but that's where I'm going with that.
Awesome. Boy, what'd you do? Sleep with Silent Storm Radio commish to get a show, or what?
I did.
All of you guys did, didn't you? I mean, no. This is not nepotism at its finest.
You have to give a real good blowjob to get one.
Hey, so. I gave the best one.
You did, Blake.
I can suck it like the best of them. How do you think I got the poop underneath my nail?
You do give a nice poop knuckle. Oh, you know just where to send it.
You don't just cram it in there. You got to kind of go in a circular motion. Don't just keep cramming it up and down, up and down. You got to get a little circle.
And you got to rub my golf ball sized prostate.
Nice. Well, folks, I don't even know. As we talked about earlier, the next few episodes of IBWIP are going to feature songwriters. And the interview for the next episode, which will be out at the end of the month, is with Graham Lindsay. And so we're really looking forward to that.
That is going to be a good one.
Yes, I can't wait.
And we'll do it live.
Do it
yes.
live.
Because I thoroughly enjoyed this. I hope everybody else did.
Yes, we had a lot of people show up in the chat room, which was awesome. And I'm sure there's 10 people listening on Vital. That's what the screen says. Which I don't see how there's 20 people in the chat room and there's 10 people listening, but that's okay.
Three of us are in the chat that aren't listening. You, me, and Nicole.
And Miles isn't listening. She turned it off a long time ago, probably. So
she hates us.
She does. She's like, oh, all he does is sit in front of that computer. She's only dating me so she can hang out with Bob Wayne at Muddy Roots.
Really?
She wanted to hang out with Hank 3, but he wouldn't let her on the bus.
Yeah, because he hates you.
Everybody hates me. But I want to go ahead and say thank you very much to Tyler Gregory. We're going to post a link to the YouTube video with him and the young boy. It really is amazing. And I want to thank him for his music, which I hope you guys enjoyed it tonight, even with the storm sound effects in the background. And, of course, I want to thank the Amish BJ and Cold Beer Coley for taking yet another night of their week to satisfy my ego-driven...
Yeah.
This feeds my ego, too, Blake.
Oh, okay. So, and I want to say Happy Father's Day to everybody because this will be released a couple days before Father's Day. That's the coolest time of the year. It's where those bitches can't be shitty to us no matter what. And I don't have to do anything. I am going to make them all pack up all the camping stuff, and I'm just going to sit there and go, you're not doing it right.
You know why? That's a bunch of bullshit.
I'll probably get to take the kids fishing, which relaxing is not.
I call bullshit.
Hey, how's that new pool your guys? You guys did it in the pool yet?
We tried to. It's just not. It just doesn't work quite right.
No.
You got to have some waterproof lube is what you got to have.
But we did. It was 94 degrees, the water temperature, at 12 o'clock last night. So, yeah, we were naked.
Yeah, we were naked.
Woohoo!
And
it
drunk.
It was very nice.
Yeah. All right, and we end every show the same... What?
Nothing.
We end every show the same way.
Yes.
I'm hoping that Miles is upstairs laughing at the show. There's like a delay. So I'm hoping when I hear her go, ha, 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 that she's laughing at the show.
Yeah.
BJ, why don't you give us your double shot, buddy, so we can head on out.
All right, folks. You're going to hear some Old Sleeper with Angie and some Soda Gardaki with this Old Town.
All right, buddy. Thank you guys very much, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of A Burns When I Pee.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Happy Daddy's Day.
Angie was a street girl, had legs like a goddamn train. She hooked the streets of Memphis, she was hooked on cocaine. It was 24 a hand job, 44 a mouth. For $200, she'd make you forget everything you've been thinking about. Oh, Angie, are you getting my letters? You know, it's been kind of lonely around here since your mother died. Oh, baby, I wasn't the greatest father, but the Lord knows, yeah, the Lord knows I tried. Well, this John gave Angie 200, and he took it way too far. He bloodied up her face, dumped her out of the car. And Angie had a 38, but she didn't have the heart to kill. She stuck that gun in her purse when looking for the coup de ville. Oh, Angie, getting my letters. You know it's starting to get cold. Yeah, it's starting to get cold. Oh, baby, seems just like yesterday. You were running around the backyard. You was only about 8 years old. Well, it took her a couple of days, but she found the car behind the liquor store. There were screams coming from the inside. He was beating on another whore. And Angie walked up in the darkness, the gun in her hand grew hot. But when that Cadillac door swung open, you know, Angie couldn't fire the shot. Oh, Angie, you can always come home. Around here, I'm feeling pretty alone. Oh, baby, could you just send me a letter? I just want to know if you're doing all. Next morning in the paper, small print on page 3. The two girls were dead, the cops they had no leads. Angie was a street girl, she had legs like a goddamn train. She hooked the streets of Memphis, she was hooked on cocaine.
Thank you. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.